Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Rustenburg 27, Pretoria 29, Polokwane 26. We start in the Eastern Cape, where the 18 victims of the Lusikisiki massacre are being remembered today in a mass memorial service in Ngombazana village. Minister of Police Senzo Mkhlunu and National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola are both attending the event organized by the Eastern Cape Provincial Government. The victims were ambushed while preparing for a traditional ceremony last weekend. The motive remains unclear, but police are questioning a person of interest. The victims will be laid to rest in two separate funerals on the 12th and 13th of October. Meanwhile, OR Tambo Mayor Mesuli Ngondwana has expressed deep concern over escalating crime in the Eastern Cape following last weekend's attack. Speaking on the sidelines of the memorial, Ngondwana criticized criminals for their arrogance in terrorizing residents. He acknowledged the community's lack of confidence in police protection and called for swift arrests, urging stakeholders to unite against crime.
As the local leadership, we are concerned with the rising levels of criminality in the area. We are anxious as the leadership, but we are on moving engagements with the provincial and national government to ensure that there are clear interventions.
Now to education, and President Cyril Ramaphosa has defended the Bella Act, saying it will promote uniformity and fairness in schools countrywide. The controversial act was signed into law last month despite objections from opposition parties and civil society movements. Ramaphosa was speaking at the awards hosted in Boksburg, marking World Teachers Day.
The spirit and purpose of this new legislation is to ensure that there is uniformity and fairness in educational standards between schools and across the nation, among others, to be strengthened, to promote greater accountability also of the parents for their children's learning, and promotes inclusivity in the classroom.
To Joburg, where Rand Water has warned residents of possible water disruptions next week due to repair work that will last for 56 hours. The entity will be implementing a diversion of its G20 pipeline to allow City Power to expand its Mondeor substation in Joburg. The diversion project will start on Thursday, commencing at 6 a.m. until Saturday at 2 p.m. The G20 pipeline supplies water from the Swartkoppies pumping station via Joburg South to some parts of Soweto. And finally, U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump returned to the site where he survived an assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, yesterday.
Exactly 12 weeks ago this evening on this very ground, a cold-blooded assassin aimed to silence me and to silence the greatest movement in the history of our country, MAGA. For 16 harrowing seconds during the gunfire, time stopped as this vicious monster unleashed pure evil from his sniper's perch, but by the hand of Providence and the grace of God, that villain did not succeed in his goal.
Addressing thousands of supporters, Trump was also joined on stage by tech entrepreneur Elon Musk. On his campaign for the White House, Trump promised to halve energy prices and pledged large tax cuts. He also promised that the U.S. will reach Mars before the end of his second term, should he be re-elected, and pledged no men in women's sports. I'm Martina van der Walt Eler. Die Lusikisiki gemeenskap het 'n beroep op die polisie gedoen om 'n ondersoek aangaande verlede naweek se massamoord waarin 18 mense dood is op te skerp. 'N gedenkdiens vir die slagoffers vind tans plaas met minister van polisie Senzo Mchunu en nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola wat die verrigtinge bywoon.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye.